Hi, I'm Dave Radlauer. Welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. This is the last of a three-part series focusing on pioneers of jazz guitar, this hour featuring Charlie Christian, who introduced amplified guitar to jazz. When Benny Goodman featured the guitarist in his newly formed 1939 sextet, he brought an eloquent new voice to jazz and popular music, the electric guitar of Charlie Christian. Christian's remarkable debut in late 1939 with the Benny Goodman Sextet, Flying Home, a tune he reputedly brought with him from Oklahoma when he joined the Goodman Sextet. And that was a combo that Goodman formed in part to feature the exciting sound of Charlie's amplified guitar, much the way his earlier trios and quartets had introduced pianist Teddy Wilson and vibraphonist Lionel Hampton. Hi, I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me for a program about Charlie Christian on Jazz Rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new, the last in a series on pioneering guitarists of jazz. The sound of amplified guitar in Charlie Christian's hands was something quite new in music. His confident line, bell-like tone, adventurous chords, and angular phrasing had a huge impact. He was a remarkable improviser who, upon hearing a melody and chord structure, was instantly ready to solo for 25 choruses. In 1939, there was radical change happening in jazz and swing. The Benny Goodman Sextet featuring Charlie Christian was at the cutting edge of that innovation. The vast impact of Charlie's sound and forward-leaning style profoundly impacted popular music and the record-buying public. And Goodman made it clear for years afterwards that his approach to this classic was built around Charlie's interpretation, and his solo was unusual for his use of chords rather than the single string lines he generally favored. ¶¶ Stardust from Charlie Christian's first session with the Benny Goodman Sextet. I'm Dave Redlauer. Thanks for joining me for the music and story of electric guitarist Charlie Christian on Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. This is the third and final in a series on pioneers of jazz guitar. Christian's influence went well beyond his work with Goodman. In the Downbeat magazine polls of 1940, 41, and 42, he was voted best guitarist. And he was a significant influence felt strongly at a crucial inflection point for jazz. In 1940 and 41, when he was part of the cutting-edge jam sessions in New York City that pointed toward the development of modern jazz. Benny's slightly earlier trios and quartets had introduced a series of stylistic breakthroughs, taking jazz to a new level of interaction and collaboration between players. Forming his sextet around Charlie's amplified guitar brought greater drive and cohesion while expanding the range of tones and textures available, and the result was a strikingly modernistic new sound. So by 1940-41, Goodman was in a highly innovative mood. Expanding his sextet beyond Charlie in six pieces, he added trumpeter Cootie Williams, long of Ellington fame, and began experimentally borrowing from the Basie Band, thanks in part to the mutual connection of producer John Hammond. The tune Breakfast Feud, with the newly arrived trumpet mute specialist Cootie Williams, announced the birth of a striking new sound in music. The unison blending of muted trumpet, clarinet, and electric guitar in a tightly organized jazz combo. Thank you. Breakfast Feud, guitarist Charlie Christian with the Benny Goodman Sextet in 1939. I'm Dave Redlar. This is Jazz Rhythm, the last of three programs focusing on pioneers of jazz guitar from about 1925 to 1940. Born and raised near the Texas-Oklahoma border, Charlie Christian was the son of a black, itinerant, blind blues singer. Showing talent from an early age, he built his own guitar in school woodshop using a cigar box. And both he and the instrument are reliably reported to have sounded very good. By his early 20s, Christian was playing with some of the top swing orchestras of the Southwest and Midwest. And in 1937, he bought an amplifier so he could compete in volume and loudness with brass and reeds. Building on what Eddie Lang and other guitar pioneers of the 1920s and 30s had done, Christian was developing his own style. Plucked from relative obscurity to be the centerpiece of Benny Goodman's new sextet, his innovative sound and improvising greatly influenced both his contemporaries and listening audiences. Benny Goodman was seeking musicians equal to his own creativity and commitment to developing new musical forms, regardless of their race or social status. And Benny was about the best-selling artist in popular music, so he had enough commercial clout that when he found talent he wanted to work with, he got away with violating the racial barriers that had segregated the music industry from its inception. So it should be noted that all the Goodman small bands were well known at the time as the first widely available records of racially integrated jazz ensembles, an historic step forward in segregated 30s America. The Goodman Christian recording of Rose Room has special significance. Benny decided to hire Christian after they had jammed together on Rose Room for 3/4 of an hour. And it was among the first records of Goodman's newly formed sextet. And Charlie's 32-bar solo of punchy, horn-like notes and clever pauses on Rose Room showed his genius for improvising stunning solos, and it electrified the jazz world. Thank you. Uncle Tom's special, similar to Count Basie's popular tune Topsy, with fine solos by Lionel Hampton on vibes, Basie on piano, and Charlie Christian. And we heard the famous Goodman Sextet interpretation of Rose Room. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me for Jazz Rhythm. I'm focusing on the music and impact of revolutionary electric guitarist Charlie Christian. You know, it's easy to find shallow opinions from those who probably should know better, claiming that Christian arrived on the jazz scene, quote, wholly formed and from nowhere. But everyone comes from somewhere. It's my belief that early on, Charlie Christian was influenced as much by the Western swing music of his native Texas and Oklahoma as much as by his Kansas City competitors. Yes, the premier swing bands of Kansas City and the Midwestern circuit made it through Oklahoma, and Charlie himself eventually worked in the best of those. And he had heard and been deeply impressed by saxist Lester Young. And many find Lester's long, angular lines in his solos. Christian was quite aware of his guitar contemporaries in the Basie band, but his music shares few similarities with theirs. So it's my contention that, race barriers or not, a musical mind like Charlie's would have inevitably been drawn to the raucous, amplified guitar sounds of Western swing, broadcasting from jukeboxes, dance pavilions, record players, and radios throughout the Southwest. The rowdy, popular regional music form called Western Swing was a unique fusion of jazz, fiddle, blues, swing, pop, and ethnic musics, and among its most popular features was amplified guitar. The amplified electric steel or lap steel guitar style favored in Western swing was different from Charlie's, but I find less evidence of influence from his jazz contemporaries than from the dozens of Western swing electric guitar players surrounding him on the high plains as a youth. These obscure but expressive guitarists were not household names, save perhaps one in particular, due to his proximity to a certain Bob Wills.
Out, friends, here's Leon. Take it away, boys, take it away.
And Leon McAuliffe of the Texas Playboys had one of the biggest country music hits of 1936 with Steel Guitar Rag.
I'm swinging, Mr. Leon, swinging.
And guitar legend Les Paul himself related that when he went to the Southwest to see the Bob Wills Western Swing Band, he got the then unknown Christian up on stage jamming with the Texas Playboys. And like Christian, many of these electric guitarists were self-taught. They were unlettered musicians. They too wanted to jam one-on-one with the horns and blow saxophone-like single-line solos. Their aims were not dissimilar from Christian's own. Though, of course, Charlie was a superlative musician who was developing far more sophisticated musical ideas. By the early 1940 sessions, Goodman was fusing his sextet with Count Basie's star soloists and rhythm section. Unfortunately, much of the best of that was not issued until decades later for reasons that remain unexplained. But bringing in Lester Young on sax, trumpeter Buck Clayton, and the full Basie rhythm section also brought some of the remarkable sound qualities of the Basie combos. The resulting Charlie's Dream is the type of eerie, streamlined, minor tune perfected by Basie's Kansas City 5, 6, and 7. And listen to how the legendary Basie rhythm section coalesces nicely around Charlie Christian's guitar. Thank you. Charlie's Dream, basically Benny Goodman and Charlie Christian, joining with Count Basie's Kansas City Six in October of 1940. Trumpeter Buck Clayton, Lester Young on sax, of course, and the full Basie rhythm section, and oddly, unissued for decades. This is Soft Winds by the Benny Goodman Sextet, composed by Fletcher Henderson. I'm Dave Radlauer. You're hearing the third in a series focusing on pioneers of jazz guitar on jazz rhythm. There's more about early jazz at the Jazz Rhythm website, where you can hear these programs again, send me questions, or request playlists at www.jazzhotbigstep. That's all one word, jazzhotbigstep.com. Now, this hour is dedicated to Charlie Christian, who in 1940 introduced the amplified guitar to jazz and swing in a very big way. Charlie's remarkable personal style changed the direction of jazz, guitar, and popular music in America. In the Goodman Sextet, the cohesiveness of the blended instrumental voices in tight unison extended and augmented the tonalities and generated a new level of streamlined precision in jazz. Part of the achievement of the sextet was its finely balanced collaboration, requiring that the musicians really listen to each other. Soft Winds.